have you done? Do you know what you just did? Huh? I'll tell you what you just did. You just, in a very simple common term, made the mistake of a lifetime. You don't come out here and jump on a world champion when he's conducting himself in a business like Vader. No, you don't. You don't come out here and for one moment in your life insult the world champion. The name is Ric Flair. We are the horsemen. I represent what this sport is. I am championship material. I am the blood and the guts of this business. And Ole Anderson, you, my friend, have just made the mistake of a lifetime. Because you keep your mouth shut, punk. If Big Bubba somehow doesn't get you in Baltimore, or if somewhere along the line you elude the horseman and make it to me, I promise you that with Tully Blanchard and Luger and Arn and JJ, that anything you've ever imagined happening to one individual in this sport, think about the worst thing you've ever seen. Dusty Rhodes' broken leg? Nothing. Dusty Rhodes' broken hand? Nothing. Nikita Koloff's screwed up neck? Nothing. Your family, your wife, your kids will never recognize you. Please, please show your face. We are the, I don't believe it. We are the horsemen. And only as God is my witness, you want to be a horseman again, you will die a horseman. You will suffer the worst defeat and the worst pain you've ever known to man.
Hey, this is Colt Cabana, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J and that pain in the ass Choppy. What kind of name is Choppy? Ugh.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant and Rave.
Remember, what this network wants, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
I'm already
fired.
You scared the shit out of me just now. I gotta know. I have a question to ask.
Okay.
How much blow do you think Ric Flair did before that promo?
The one we played just now?
Yes.
He must have had a lot of booger sugar. Episode 440 of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I am Phil.
I am Choppy the Gypsy.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
That's right. Yes, Shaylin. Jay, we thought Jay was coming, but he switched his hours. We misread the fucking text message. I bought all this fucking
pizza.
We
thought that he was going to get off at 7. It turns out he was starting at 7.
He's starting at 7. Yeah, oof. What a fucking idiot that we are.
Oh, we're only a singular idiot, not two idiots.
Yeah, well, this is for Jay. Look at that.
Wow! Fucking song is terrible.
Why is it not playing? You know why it's not playing? Because the volume isn't on it. I had the clip, right? Hold on. Let's play it again. It's because it's funny. It's hysterical.
Contribution.
For life.
For life.
Contribution for life.
We are taking over.
Hello, Shaylin. Say hello, Shaylin.
Hi, Shaylin.
Fuck you.
All right. Renaissance Jay is missing. Yes. I love the Buddy Landell promo. It wasn't Buddy Landell. Where the F is Jay Cobb? That's what I'm saying, Mike Miller from Trophy Horse Podcast. What's up? Oh, guess who's in the room, Chop?
Enlighten me.
You know who. Cuzzy Rich.
Hey, Richie.
Everybody seen Richie.
I love Richie.
Trophy Horse Mike's in the building also, like I said. And everybody else watching and listening on Rant EM Radio Live. How is everybody doing? Yeah, so we thought Jay was going to be... They switched Jay's hours because they thought there would be some kind of fucking snowstorm tonight. Mother Nature hates us.
We had ice. I had ice outside.
Dude, I came home from work Wednesday night. It was 60 degrees here on Staten Island, mm-hmm. Right? I go to bed. What's up, Gordon? How are you, sir? I went to bed, woke up. 5 hours later, it was fucking 30 degrees. I'm like, you bipolar cunt.
Yeah. It's kind of like what's going on with this country. Everyone's fucking bipolar just like the weather is. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, though, the groundhog was not wrong. Man, we got
you,
a lot of...
Do you
of,
go by that?
Well, I
the,
mean,
the groundhog? I'm just asking. I'm not judging you.
One groundhog was shot in Jersey, and then the other one survived, so I guess...
Pulled a Hoffa?
Yes. Jimmy Hoffa. Fuck him.
Well, today is a special day because it's the 73rd birthday of the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this. And every time I turn around, there's a pair of bodacious tatas in my face. Hey, girls, what's causing all this, huh?
You know what's causing all this? 440 episodes.
Damn.
Rich. Can I hear Choppy's a pain in the ass? I think. Okay. Sure.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Who's that? Who said that?
Mike from Trophy Horse.
Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding. I love Mike.
Oh, man.
I tell you, though. I mean, what a wrestling week, huh?
We got a lot to talk about.
My God.
Yeah. I don't know. We've engaged in several group texts this week between us, you and I, and Jay. Then you and I. And then us, Matt Spock, Nick German, Rob. And I'll tell you what, Matt Spock and I recorded a bonus episode this morning.
Oh, you did?
You need to watch this over.
Oh, wait. Did I tell you something?
What?
You know, you remember Xavier who passed away a couple years ago?
He's
right?
On there.
Yeah, okay. His brother works with me in the film business.
So I'm getting his new Rumble figure tonight, and my Kinect is dropping off some figs. Oh, nice! Oh, thank you, Rich. So yeah, hold on to that because I made a copy of it. But that's we did the very first Ring of Honor show, Matt Spock and I.
Oh my God, it's so good too.
So yeah, Matt Spock is doing a Ring of Honor podcast too with our buddy Will from New Hampshire.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, so. I told Matt to pack everything and have it. Yeah, no, I told him to put everything on our social media pages. So you can plug it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, it's we got a lot to talk about. Know what I love about this the community that we're in? It's like first of all, no one pays attention because everybody wanted to post the same fucking articles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
People are still doing that. Guys, watch the page first, all right, before you post anything. I'm gonna deny like everybody.
Yeah, but we're going to sound like a broken record because we say that all the time.
I know. It's like four people yesterday tried to put the same article up, and I was like, stop. I said in my head, I was like, stop. You're killing me. But yes, I am. Yeah, I've been battling this fucking this deafness. Thanks, Mike. Gotta go watch a podcast that doesn't include Choppy. Thank you.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh no, that I don't care. No,
Choppy loves you too, Mike. Take it easy. Yeah, I just this whole deaf thing is not working with me. My right ear is still not well, but I'll work it out.
What do you mean? What's going on?
So I had told you I lost a whole bunch of hearing in my ear.
Yes,
they found fluid in the ear. I was talking about last week. They want to cut me again, put the tubes in. But since I have all the scar tissue from all the previous surgeries, if they cut it, it may not close. So I want to try to work it out naturally and try to, you know, knock that shit out.
It's not a buildup of wax, it's just fluid?
Yeah, it's fluid. The wax was taken out, so there's no more pain.
Okay.
First it was pain from the wax, but they took the wax out. So my parents bought me a fucking ear pop gimmick. I have to pick it up from them. They got it for me today, actually. You're supposed to, like, you push it in your nose, and it pushes the air in and pops your ears.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, great. I love inflicting self-pain on myself.
I mean, we already stick up fucking Q-tips up our noses for tests, so, I mean, you should be fine with that.
Yeah. Hey, I got my free COVID tests today from the government. Thanks.
Okay. I get a free COVID test every day at work.
Yeah, it's right. That deserves an okay, terrific, though. Oof. Right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, terrific.
And then they were trying to give me my free booster shot at work today. I said,
hey, booster.
Hey, booster. You know what I said to that? Eat a dick. For now, at least for now. I mean, I will get it eventually, but just leave me the fuck alone. Don't try to force me to do it right now.
It's a hot topic here on Staten Italy.
You mean like the store hot topic?
No.
Oh,
no.
Just literally a hot topic.
Yeah.
Like a headline.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh Lord. But yeah, how was your week?
I only worked 2 days this week.
You motherfucker.
I took off for the holiday, and then I took off on Tuesday just to burn some time. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Just fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, you know, fuck it.
I actually had a pretty good week this week. I mean, the only thing that sucked this week is that out of the 4 days that I worked, 2 of those days I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make a 6 o'clock call time.
But you were here though, right?
No, I had to be in Manhattan because they shot something in Manhattan.
Ugh.
I was on East 48th for the Intercontinental Barclays Hotel.
The Intercontinental Hotel?
Yes!
That's part of our Intercontinental titles. Yes! Going to be our throwback tonight.
And look whose shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Macho Man.
No es Tito Santana. No es Ricky Steamboat. No es nobody. Nunca.
That's right. I found a fucking gem tonight. A humdinger, if you will.
Oh, man. That was really good.
Yeah. It's been bipolar work week. With the weather, like I said, it was fucking 60 degrees, and the next day it's cold, and the day after that we got snow this morning, like last night.
It was weird, man. I mean, like, we had, like, if I'm not mistaken, we had almost 70 degrees.
It was almost 70 degrees in Manhattan.
It was incredible.
Central Park,
incredible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it goes from 70 to fucking 29. What the fuck?
I should have became a weatherman, because they can lie and not get fired.
Lie? They could be wrong 100 times. They still get paid like a gajillion dollars, dude.
Let's take you now to chapter 7. Hey, I'm Joe Nolan. Look at this, guys. I'm up fucking 30,000 feet in the air.
I you know what? I'll be the chopster 7. You'll be the fucking impact player.
Yeah. Yo, this is Impact 7. How's it going? We're fucking faces here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in Central Park. It is gorgeous out here for a February day. 70 degrees. I see titties. I see foreigners not wearing their jackets.
I see yoga pants.
I see a bunch of people not wearing scarves. This is fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. It's 70 fucking degrees in February.
And I can see you doing that nasally voice all day, every day, just to be a prick.
I sound like Ron Lundy. Hello, love. CBS FM. Hey, we're fucking playing the 60s. Eat my crack. You big, dumb, stupid.
You sound like Howard Stern. WNBC.
WNBC. Hey, how's it going, fuckers? We're going to play some songs for you. CBS FM. Let's, you know what? Let's hold on a second. Now I'm in the mood. Fucking. Let's hold on a second.
Holy shit!
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do.
Oh my god!
We're gonna do. We're gonna do some shit here. Hold on a minute.
Woo.
Let's do some shit here. Cause now I'm in the mood. We got a couple minutes to spare. Cause the garbage man ain't here tonight. Hold on a second.
The garbage man hold ain't on here a tonight.
Yeah,
oh
man.
God.
Liberty, 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 liberty. I hate these fucking commercials. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, CBS FM is here for the Grassroots 1967. How's it going, fuckers? Play it.
Okay, terrific.
Wow.
Fuck is us, Mickey Rumpin.
Yo.
They run the Hollywood.
Hold on a minute, what's the other one? Here we go.
I respect you, Jim, and your intelligent Jew businessman.
The Grassroots, ladies and gentlemen, CBS FM.
Did you say the Grass Jews? What?
The Grass Jews, heyo. Heyo.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, it's Mook FM. Welcome to Mook WMOK. Hey, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, I definitely become a weatherman, man, because they can get away with shit.
They fuck up all the time.
How about that one dude on the Weather Channel? Jim or John Cantori or something like that. All he does is wear, like, these big parkas, and he's like, we take you now to Jim Cantone, who's in I don't know, fucking Revere, Massachusetts.
It's 4 feet of snow here, and it's a little windy here. So, the snow's up to my fucking waist here, and I tell you, the accumulation here in the New England area has the region itself got fucking blasted with snow.
But if he concurs, that's what he would say.
You know who's the only weatherman that I do believe is? He's a blonde haired dude. I think it's Will Goldberg or whatever the fuck his name is.
Nah, the only guy I like is Mr. G.
Fuck him.
Irv. Nah, he's old school, man.
Fuck
if
him.
If Mr. G told me that we were getting a tornado, I would be like, send me to Kansas, Toto.
There's this one guy, I don't know if it's Channel 11 or Channel 7, but he's a blonde haired dude. Whenever I see him taking off his jacket, I know shit got real. He always, whenever he rolls up his sleeves, take off his jacket, I'm like, oh, man, shit's about to hit. It's going to hit the fan right now.
Yep. As soon as any of those guys take their jackets off, it's like, they've been in the office for 40
yeah,
hours.
Yeah,
like,
dude. They're like analyzing every little fucking inch of this thing.
I am monitoring the storm very carefully. I have no jacket, no belt. My wife is home by herself, and I'm fucked. Anyway, ring that bell, jerky. Anyway. So yeah, that's our story. Other than that, the week was fine. I mean,
it was great.
Yeah, I got a late present for Valentine's Day. I got a display case for the championship title, which Choppy will mount. We would mount tonight, but we need more work. We need more tools. So we'll do that over the weekend. But yeah, I got a display Sunday. Case. I'll put little lights in there or something like that.
Lights.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put some lights in there, you fuckers. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of old school, just YouTube clips from house shows from like the Boston Garden, Madison Square Garden, the Spectrum, the Maple Leaf Gardens, a lot of old school '80s house shows because I'll tell you it was that kind of party, man.
I think those old WWF house shows from like the Boston Garden, the Madison Square Garden, they all have a special place in my heart because they did shit in those shows that people were not expecting.
Lee Goldberg is your guy.
Lee Goldberg, that's who
Thank
it
you,
is.
Shaylin. Hello, Frisco. Cousin Richie says
that dude is on point with his fucking weather. Sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, because his meteorologists actually do his job for him. How about that? Anyways, I really love the way that. Those shows, like for example, even the show, you know, with Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair at Madison Square Garden when Flair first joined the WWF in 91.
Hello, Frisco.
Sorry, go ahead.
That was really special because they were trying to gauge the audience to see how they would react to Flair. And, of course, he got cheered and Flair and Hogan got booed because that's how New York is sometimes, you know?
It's whatever the fucking crowd wants, man. There was a point in this world where the crowd still dictated the not taking over the event like they do now, but they dictated
they let you know who the fuck was the guy.
They let you know the deal. Nobody needed to put signs to get themselves over. No one posted videos from social media. Sit down, Mark.
Fucking marks.
Yeah, fucking Marky McMarkus.
I mean, we're all marks in the end. Even the wrestlers are fucking marks. But don't get it twisted. Don't stop taking over the shows, man.
Sit down, marks.
What I'm saying. All right, Chop. Where do you want to go first? There was a bunch of stuff this week.
Can we talk about the MJF promo?
The anti-Semitic,
yeah,
Jew boy promo.
That was really good.
Yes.
And not only did MJF prove that he could be a heel shit talker, but there's like some semblance of a baby face in him that I was not expecting. You know, that was not a heel promo. That was a fucking baby face promo. I know he's still the heel, but the way he presented it, like he did some excellent storytelling. He's definitely like Flair, in my opinion. Just the way he did that promo, it was fantastic. It was perfect. And he's only 24 years old.
Shaylin, thank you. I was there for that, November 30th, 1991. And I don't know if it was their best match because they had other matches too in Massachusetts. And I was at that match, November 30th. That was the night that my cousin Brian, we were on the G train, and this guy was playing the saxophone. It was terrible. And he walked over. My cousin says to the guy, he goes, "You take requests?" The guy says, "Yeah." My cousin goes, "Shut the fuck up." And he threw a dollar in the guy's bucket. But yeah, November 30th, 1991. I reference that to my cousin every year. I say, "You know where you were this time 30 years ago?" He's like, "No." Anyway, MJF. I think it's a work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think he. I don't think it's but he did that on accident. You know, he's reeling Punk in.
Of course it is. But my thing is, the way he did it was phenomenal.
Oh no, 100%.
It was a phenomenal promo. And I was thinking to myself, man, I didn't think this guy could do it like this, you know? And it turns out he can. Not only can he be a dick to the crowd, he also can show he can also draw that the emotion of the care of the crowd, because the crowd was like cheering him.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah,
100%. The Eddie Kingston was amazing.
Oh, can we please? I need to get a Mad King t-shirt, man. That guy, I'm such a fan of him, dude. He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, any promo that he... Anytime that man gets a mic, he is, in my opinion, he is on the level of a Foley and Terry Funk.
The pay-per-view is next Sunday. We'll preview it.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go to movies and see it.
It's
$25 a ticket.
It's cheap. I think it's cheap.
AMC, we all went the last time. We loved it.
I mean, to me, it's cheap because it's better than paying $50 at home.
Yeah,
on pay per view.
Yeah,
eventually AEW is going to have to like change that up a little bit because I don't think people are going to be paying $50 for every pay per view.
So, like I said last week with MJF and Punk, they keep referencing Piper in Portland. They better reference Piper in Mid Atlantic with this chain match.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and Jericho needs to put Eddie Kingston over.
He will. Absolutely, he will.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Eddie Kingston, before he retires, needs to be world champion of that company. He's that fucking good, dude.
The Adam Page stuff is good. He's fighting Adam Cole for the title. That's going to be fun. I don't think Adam Cole's going to win.
Nah,
but
he's not going to win.
But
he's still undefeated, though.
Yeah, he's still undefeated. I'm very happy about that match. And we'll preview the whole thing. I like what they're doing with that, too.
I'm actually very excited to see what happens with Red Dragon if they get
a title shot now.
I want to see if they win and win the belts.
I think
now.
The Bucks are going to get involved in that and fuck them over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What do you think of Buddy Matthews joining the House of Black? No?
I'll tell you what. I
No, it's, you know, let me know.
I think... Again, not to sound like a broken fucking record, they have too many fucking guys under contract. I like Buddy Matthews. I think he's a fantastic performer. Did you really need to sign him too? Couldn't he have gone to like NWA? Couldn't he have gone to Impact? Couldn't he have gone to fucking New Japan Pro Wrestling? Did you need to sign another guy?
I think he wrestled in New Japan for the US version.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Key, stay there.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to go to AEW? There's like, there's 100 fucking wrestlers under contract with AEW, and half of them are not even fucking used. And it turns out Brian Cage is still under contract with AEW, and he hasn't been used in almost like a year now.
Yeah.
And he's a phenomenal talent.
Right.
But I think it's, don't get me wrong, it's a cool thing what they did with him joining Aleister Black, even though him and Aleister Black, they fucking tore each other up in fucking WWE. But I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it should have just been him and Brody as a tag team, and that's it.
What do you think of the Tony Khan announcement now? This, he's announcing something big. What do you think it is?
Tony Khan is like the Dixie Carter of today, bro. Every week it's
Dixie Khan.
Dixie Khan, I would like to call him. Dixie Khan has a fucking announcement almost every fucking week, dude. I don't want to hear of any announcement. How about this? How about just surprise me when I'm not expecting it? Like, you guys, remember when he announced, like, oh, he had signed somebody big, and he was, and then they were like, we all assumed it was Keith Lee, but then we weren't expecting Jay White. That's a surprise.
How about Jay White in a few minutes?
Yeah, that was a surprise. Now, Keith Lee wasn't really a big of a surprise because you said, oh, we have an announcement. Don't say you have an announcement. Just surprise just surprise us. That's it.
Right.
Just keep it low-key, and that'll be fine.
Right.
Because he says, oh, I have a big announcement. By the way, I didn't tell anybody about this announcement. No, but you're telling us you have an announcement. Now we're expecting something big, and it turns out it's just bullshit all over again.
Right.
And again, guys, I understand. Listen, I know there's a lot of AEW faithful out there, the AEW diehards. I'm allowed to have an opinion. I love AEW. I think AEW has a phenomenal product.
I agree.
They really do. But I have this a lot of questionable things, just like WWE has a lot of questionable things. Just saying.
Guess Rob just checked in.
Oh, here we go. What does he have to say?
What do you think he said?
Fuck Jay White. Doing flips and shit.
My cousin goes, surprise these nuts. Fuck Jay White. How about Jay White turning on the fucking gorillas, man?
What the fuck was that all about?
He's starting his own Bullet Club, this fucking crazy New Zealander.
What the fuck was that all about? Dude, the GODs, why would you do that?
And Tama Tonga's an OG. Tama Tonga's one of the original members. He's the original. Member, yeah.
Him, Prince Devitt, and the machine
Fale.
Gun. And Fale, come on.
Now the generals will be pissed.
Fale is going to, you know what's going to happen,
the
right?
The boss man is pissed. I guarantee
the rogue general is going to come down and start whooping ass.
Wreaking fucking havoc.
Ooh.
Oof. That's going to be bad news for him and Jay White.
Fucking White.
King Switcher.
Wow, you sound like one of those Japs, huh?
Wow. Wow.
That was a very good impression. Can you do that again?
Fuck Jay fucking White. King Switcher.
Wow, you sound just like one of those people.
I do watch a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestling. I love New Japan. Wow. It's amazing.
Can you do that one more time? Just one more time.
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Why, thank you. Can you say that in Japanese now? Japan English?
I don't speak Japan. Hey, speaking of Don Tony, him and Solomon did a show this week together.
Did they really?
Yeah, I got to download it. Shout out to Jay and Solomon and Don Tony. Mm-hmm. Friends of the show.
Yes, they are.
As we approach our 10th year.
You know, I haven't really followed up with them in a long time.
Me either.
I feel
ever
so
since
bad.
Kevin left, I kind of, not that I don't, I love, did, I love Anthony.
I didn't even know Kevin had left.
Kevin's been gone for a while, but like, and Drapes is not with Wrestling Soup anymore. But Mish and I had a conversation a few months ago, but it wasn't even show related. It was about something else. I think it was about comic books. So, but yeah, shout out to all those guys, Wrestling Soup, all those guys. Johnny Drapes, Missionary, Joey Numbers.
I love John Draper. I follow him on Facebook. He's a great guy.
All the Scandato boys are dope. Johnny Drapes, fucking Kevin Castle, Mike from fucking Shutdown. That's their little brother. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking amazing family, the Scandatos are. They're good kids, good souls, good eggs.
They're really good guinea boys, I'll tell you.
I don't Sheepshead Bay, in effect.
Yes, right.
Brooklyn, funky, funky, fresh. All right, yeah, so, what'd you think of fucking did you see any of the Impact pay-per-view, speaking of Jay White?
No, there's a spot with him turning on,
Oh, did you see what happened with the Ring of Honor and,
No!
Eddie Edwards turned on Impact and went with Ring of Honor.
Okay,
that all was right. Pretty cool.
He's a fat slob now, what happened with him?
Wow. He's not that fat, dude.
Listen, I'm fat, and I can tell what fat
is. But you would never. Well, when I met you, you weren't skinny. You're a little thinner then, but
I'm portly.
You are portly. Yes. Yes, you are portly. I didn't call you. Yeah,
I'm definitely fat. But anyways, Eddie Edwards is out of shape, dude. What the fuck happened to his ass?
He's the Sandman of Impact. He fucking comes in with a Singapore cane.
Oh, God.
Yep.
He looks like Tommy Dreamer if Dreamer got off the roids. And then who's the Ring of Honor World Champion right now?
Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Thank God it's no longer a fucking sideline cook or a short order cook.
Short order cook?
Oh, my God. I'm tired of these Mexicans that can't fucking wrestle. What? What?
Jesus, man.
I was tired of fucking Roosh. Rushikin.
Chop, he's a pain in the ass.
Fucking Rushikin and fucking, what was the other guy's name? The one with the mask?
Bandito.
Well, yeah, Bandito, these nuts. Fuck them. Fucking jerk offs.
You know, we're showcasing a very prominent Mexican.
Who's this?
On a throwback tonight.
Oh, he sucked too.
No, he didn't, you lying fuck. You put him over so much. I wish I could pull the fucking text messages up.
Yo, all joking aside, you know what was the funniest part about that match?
Well, can we wait till the throwback?
Sure. Okay. I noticed it right away. I was like, oh my God, is that what I think it is?
What do we think of Matt Cardona? Good for him.
Oh, you want to know something? I don't
game changer tonight. Chris Dickinson makes his return, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to Dirty Daddy?
He got hurt.
Badly?
Yeah.
He's pretty didn't know
he was
that.
Out for a couple months, yeah.
Is he okay now?
Uncle Ray is back. Racist. That's what your nephew calls you, Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray.
That's what Hammer calls him, Uncle Ray.
You want to know something?
Ray hyphen sis. Yeah, Rob. Ray hyphen sis. I love it.
Rob is the best. I love that man.
Ray hyphen sis.
I love him so much. I miss him. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, all right. I didn't see NXT this week, sadly.
Oh, I did.
Tell me about it, because I was good. After I recorded today with Matt Spock, I pretty much bummed around the house.
Oh, my God.
Well, we went with the split. I saw the split.
Oh.
She's beautiful.
Dude.
She has an amazing...
What's her name? Nikita Knox? Nikita Tits? Nikita Ass? What is her name?
Nikita something.
Bro, she's got an ass and a half on her, dude.
Yeah.
The fucking... She looked like a thick... Fat Sonya Blade, dude. She can Mortal Kombat chop me any fucking time she wants, dude. What a fucking shit locker and a half on her. She can jiggle those cheeks in front of my mouth.
Will you stop?
Any fucking time she wants.
Will you stop?
Could you imagine what that anus looks like, dude?
Jesus! Jesus!
Gee, one of the stinker and one of the pinker. I tell you, man. My God. That body was insane. That's probably... You want to talk about... You remember how I said a couple weeks ago that NXT has no women superstars? That's a superstar right there.
Fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Exactly. That's a porn superstar if you ask me. My God, what a body on her.
Yeah, apparently she's like a singer and she does all these multi... She's multifaceted.
She can be multifaceted on my dick anytime she... Holy shit. Oh my God. God, the ass. I thought Jordan Grace was hot, but damn, this girl is thick.
Yeah, Jordan Grace thinned out a little bit, though, because she's doing a weightlifting thing.
She's always been a weightlifter.
Yeah, so.
But man, I call her the new thick mama pump. My God.
Yeah, she can get it, man. What did I say in that text message today?
Oh, that was your future baby mama?
Well, I said that Nikita Lyons. Thanks, Gordon.
What's her name?
Nikita Lyons.
She should be called Nikita Fat Ass.
Nikita Fat Ass, he says. No. Here's what I said. I said, I do terrible but beautiful things to that woman in her tremendous locker of shiznit. And, of course, Rob's like a grade-A shit locker, if we were rating shit locker. Yeah, you missed that conversation in Philly. That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
We have a turnbuckle throwback. Well, TakeOver Club now has a rating system, so...
Oh, what happened? Oh, yeah, Ciampa and Ziggler had a match.
Yeah, Bobby Roode made his return.
Yeah, he interfered in that match.
I love Bobby Roode. I know he's like 107 years old, but I still love him anyway.
He's only 45 or 44 years old.
He feels like he's been around for 50 fucking years.
But you know
what
the problem is? That they don't give that man a shot. And he could.
He was in NXT. Nikita that ass.
Nikita that ass. Who said that?
Shaylin.
Good for you, Shaylin. You know what? If you're into that kind of thing, God bless you. God bless you, because at least one of us is going to hit that event.
Sesame Timbers, all right?
That ass is incredible. God damn it. And then, you know, the Creed brothers and then Imperium kind of went at it a little bit. And then,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of these guys.
I don't know. You don't like Imperium?
I love Imperium.
Oh, okay.
I am not a fan of these Creed brothers. They look like a bunch of jobbers that I don't... They look like... You know what they look like? They look like the Great Value version of the Haas brothers. Charlie Haas and Russ Haas.
Rest in peace, Russ.
But they look fucking terrible. They look like they went to the gym for a year, got fucking out of shape, and now they're like, hey, we're just going to sign these guys because they're collegiate athletes. Fuck that shit. Fuck the Creed brothers. And fuck that other, their manager. What's his name? What's the black dude's name?
The Prince Nana knockoff.
Yeah, he's
Bivens.
Why couldn't they get fucking Nana, dude?
We would talk about Nana. We would talk about Prince Nana in length today on that bonus episode.
Prince Nana was a fucking Mott Spock I'm gonna be putting out. That guy's a talent, dude.
I know. We said it. I'm glad you said that. We talked about that this morning.
Prince Nana's a fucking talent. You couldn't sign that motherfucker? Damn.
Yeah, nah.
We in the money.
Speaking of Olympic heroes, I get a text from Choppy earlier this week, right? Brielle says you look like Kurt Angle without the beard.
So this, I was watching the match between Sean and him at Mania 21, She was like, "Yo, he kind of looks like Phil." I was like, "What?"
No,
what are you talking? She's like, "Yeah, he looks like an in shape Phil,
an in shape Phil, an in shape Phil."
He looked like
these two fat fucks watching TV, but. In shape, Phil.
He looks like Phil went on steroids, dude.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god,
fucking mooks.
You know what it is? And then what'd you say to me? She was like, "Needs to get off the vape."
Stop vaping that fucking stuff. He won the Olympic gold with a broken freaking neck. That guy.
And what'd you call him? He was like the. You called him. What'd you say? He was
what I call him, a treasure.
He's a national treasure or something like that.
I'll pull up what I said. Hold on a second.
That shit was hysterical. We were laughing.
Wifey told me she thinks she looked like a Kurt Angle without the beard. She needs to stop vaping. It's cutting the oxygen from her dome piece. I'm a disgusting fat body. Kurt is a magnificent specimen who won Olympic gold in 1996.
Magnificent specimen!
With a broken friggin' neck.
I can't believe he said magnificent specimen.
I'm so glad I keep this shit. Speaking of which, Matt Squires. Yeah, Matt Squires finally got it right. Finally put my face on somebody that looks like me. Looks like I get away with it.
It looks like we are the legit triple threat.
I'm telling you. How about you as Chris Candido?
I was svelte, dude.
Svelte with hair.
And blonde.
And blonde.
My wife saw that. She was like, "You don't look good in blonde." I'm like, "Okay."
I could see you on the fucking beaches of Portugal with that fucking bod and that bleach blonde hair.
And then kind of like Jack.
With some dish rag on your arm.
And then jacking people for their money because I'm a gypsy.
Yeah. You pit pockets these fucking poor tourists. the handsome gypsy. Is that just handsome stranger? The handsome gypsy. Yeah, thank you, Matt Squires, for not fucking it up this week.
And then every time I pickpocket somebody, the Gypsy Kings music plays in the background.
Volare. Oh.
He's running. The gypsy's running.
Here he is, Matt Squires. You guys want to say I'm playing in the cornhole? You guys want to say hi? I'm playing in the cornhole tournament. Wow, that's right. He plays cornhole for like.
What's cornhole?
You know the beanbag gimmick in the backyard?
That's what it's called?
Cornhole, yeah.
I didn't know it was called cornhole. I thought it was just the beanbag.
I fucked with a college chick back in there. That's what they call her. I didn't fuck her in the ass, though. Thank God. They called her cornhole. If they called your girlfriend cornhole, you going to fuck her in the ass? I wouldn't. There's probably corn stuck up there. Some nasty cob shit.
You want to know something?
What?
It is what it is.
I'm not. I don't want corn. I don't want shit dick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's called a condom, you know?
Ugh. Not on that. Anyway.
Baby, I like it raw. Yeah. Baby, I like it raw. I love ODB.
How about it? How about it, Coolio? This one's for Jay.
No, you did it!
I did! She's all the way alive!
Oh, my Lord.
All right, good luck, Matt. Don't get into any cornholes. Just win. Do Al Davis. Just win, baby. Just win.
Just win.
Just win, baby. Oh, what else happened in NXT? Is that it?
I think I forgot. I forgot, man.
Thanks for watching it today.
I did watch it. I forgot.
So we're watching SmackDown right now, and it's the New Day.
Why is it the fucking... Why is like New Day always fighting Mexican Bo Dallas and fucking...
Well, you know what they're called now? They're called Los...
Los Ignorables?
No, Los Lotharios.
Why are they called Jose Lothario?
I don't know.
That is stupid.
And they put Big E back on fucking SmackDown because
poor
they keep,
Big E.
Yeah, poor Big E.
Fuck that. Why is Angel Garza? Is it Angel Garza or Hector Garza's son? Angel Garza.
Why is there
an ATV?
An ATV.
Because the New Day came out in an ATV.
Kofi. Oh.
Poor Kofi. Poor fucking Big E. Relegated to tag team matches again against two fucking nitwits who can't fucking go. Like, look at Bo Dallas. What's his name? Mexican Bo Dallas. He's fucking terrible. What's his name again?
Malice.
Malice is his
Didn't
name?
You call him Malice last week? No. Mexican Bo Dallas, you called him Malice.
Malice. That's what it was. Malice. He's terrible. He's awful, that guy. And then, well, now they made him a heel, so who cares at this point? So, anyways, what do you think of Cesaro?
Is he going to AEW? Because Eddie Kingston was trolling him on social media. He ain't got the balls to come here, apparently. That's what he said.
He ain't going to AEW.
He's not going to AEW.
He might go back to the E. They just want to, you know, do the...
Sorry, go ahead.
He just probably wants to renegotiate his contract a little bit better. I'm pretty sure they kind of like shortchanged him a little bit.
He's been there for how long? 11 years, you said?
11 fucking years.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it is what it is.
What do you think? You think he's going to go?
I think he should go somewhere.
I think he should go to Impact.
He should go somewhere where he's appreciated.
Could you imagine?
And if Chris Hero was in shape, he can go to a revamped ROH in April.
But think about this. Could you imagine he goes to Impact and he joins up with the ROH guys?
Yeah.
As Claudio? That'd be dope.
Women's Dusty Cup started. That's right.
I don't give a shit about that.
You don't care about that?
Because the only star is that Nikita Lyons girl. Everyone else sucks. Them girls are terrible, dude. Yeah. They got a new Brazilian bitch to replace Ty Conti.
Conti.
Ty Conti. And then
Ty Guevara?
Ty Guevara. Now she's going for the host title, which is held by, what's her name, Jade?
Jade Cargill.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, is that, what's his name?
That's Sammy, you know who that is? That's friend of the show, right? That's friend of the show, primetime Sam Roberts.
Wow, he went bald.
I think so. Where is my soundboard? There
Sam
it is.
Sam Roberts. He's a jerk.
No, he's not. Sammy Brand Muffins.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Sammy Brand Muffins.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyways.
I don't know. It's Freddie Mercury in a fucking Toyota commercial.
Freddie Mercury.
Ricky Boogs. And Shinsuke.
It's Shinsuke.
Yes.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Wow. They're both on a commercial, dude.
I'm not mad at him at all. Look at Shinsuke wearing a do-rag. Whoa.
It's a commercial, dude.
He can't read a GPS. Tamales Bay, that's racist.
Why is it racist?
It's Tamales. Oh, they're going kayaking, these two. Look at them, they're kayaking.
Bro, these two together are fucking money.
Hysterical.
They're great together.
Freddie Mercury.
He does with that fucking porn star.
Will you stop?
Oh, man. Impact on New Japan. If Claudio went to... That's great, though, Gordon. If he went to New Japan, that'd be fucking amazing.
I would love to see him go to New Japan. I mean, he's been there before.
He should go beat up fucking that dude I can't stand. Who's that guy? He's the champion of
Sonata.
No, I love Sonata.
I'm joking.
The U.S. champion. No, that fucking MMA guy who's in MLW too.
Ooh.
Tom fucking, what's his face?
Lawler?
I hate that dude.
Why?
Filthy Tom Lawler?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like a troll from Lord of the Rings.
You know who would be a really good match? Claudio and Hammerstone.
Hammerstone's on fire right now.
He's amazing, dude.
Yeah, that's your boy.
He's amazing, that dude.
It's your boy right there. You always like that guy.
He's a fucking talent, that guy. Yeah. He needs to be signed by one of the big two.
Oh, he's MLW champion right now. He's feuding with Holiday, with MJF's old protege.
Yeah, Holiday. Yep, he is.
So I'm not mad at that either.
What the hell is this? Is this another Pixar movie?
Yes. Chick's a cat.
Christ.
Oh, boy.
It's a bunch.
Yeah, you're going to be watching it next month. Don't worry about it. They watch all those Pixar movies.
I've seen Encanto at least 100 times already.
Not a fan.
It's not good, right?
It's all right. It's not
that good. I think it's overrated.
Yeah.
The songs are not catchy. I don't think the songs are catchy at all. I think Moana's 100 times better than that fucking movie.
Yeah, Moana was a good movie.
It was. I think you mean to tell me that the big enemy in the fucking movie is the grandmother this whole time? Like, the grandmother's the bitch? Why couldn't it be like a sorcerer of some sort?
Sting.
It's the Black Scorpion.
Sting.
Oh man, could you imagine if it was the Black Scorpion in Kanto?
Encanto. Black Kanto. I'm coming for you, Galabek.
Oh, that'd have been dope, dude. By the way, I forgot to ask you. You saw the Justice League movie, the 4-hour one?
Which one? It was two of them, like the gray, the black and white one, or the I saw them.
Fuck the black. I'm talking about the colored one.
Oh,
the what? I didn't say the ED, I said the color one.
Will you stop?
You jerk off. You always assume I'm a fucking racist, goddammit.
All right, Uncle Ray, finish your point.
Why can't we have Kalibak in that movie? That movie would have been great with Kalibak.
I don't know. I think that if they did more stuff on Apocalypse, they probably would have him.
Could you imagine?
And Granny?
Darkseid comes. Granny Goodness. She was in it. She was in it for a hot minute.
Rest in peace, Ed Asner. He did the voice of Granny Goodness.
I'm telling you, could you imagine? Just do the whole Super Friends thing and be like,
Galabek, you idiot. You too big.
did you hear the thing about doing a Wonder Twins series?
Yeah, it's already in production, apparently. Yeah. Pre-production.
Oh, for any of you gamers out there, I have a little bit of information for everyone. You ever play Fallout?
Nah, that's Kid Human's game. Scott plays that.
Well, tell Scott. Or I don't know if Scott's listening or not.
You mean the Technicolor one, Choppy?
Yes.
What's that?
I have a friend of mine who's starting up the Fallout production.
Of the they're doing a movie.
TV show.
They're doing a Halo series on Paramount.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I didn't know.
I can't pay for another fucking streaming service, though. I can't.
I think I have Paramount, if you want to use it.
Do you really?
I think I do.
Can you give that to me?
Mm-hmm.
So I can watch some Beavis and Butthead on there?
It's on there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No.
Decide.
No, because I got it because of Nickelodeon. That was it.
Yeah, you do have it? Please send me the password today.
I shall.
I want to watch the Halo thing.
Is it already on there?
I don't know. I just saw that was going to be on there. So.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I got to figure out what the login is because I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Desaad. Get it back.
Speaking of apps, I hate the Peacock app.
The cock.
I hate that app, dude. It's so hard to find shit that you want to watch.
Yeah. Any other news? AJ Styles re-signed.
For another $3 million.
Good for him.
Guaranteed $3 million a year.
Good for him.
He's never leaving that company.
Good for him. He deserves it.
They're paying him way too much, and I don't blame him. He's in his mid-40s. I'm pretty sure he's going to retire when he's 50, and he's just going to be an ambassador for the company. There's nothing wrong with that.
Desaad.
I'm sorry. Not going, got me thinking about Apocalypse. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Yeah, carry on.
That was it. I mean,
that was it? Okay.
Yeah, AJ Styles is phenomenal. I have no problems with him.
All right, any other news?
What about Edge doing a open challenge for WrestleMania?
Namaste, Dennis Leary. Damn, it fucks with the words on purpose all the time.
So we might stupendous for whatever. I'm just watching TV. Sorry, guys.
No.
I think it might be Cody, unless it's until I see Cody come out on TV. I'm still thinking it's a work. Oh God, they got this fucking jerk off from NXT on SmackDown too. I forgot about his name. What's his name? Hollandaise?
Hollandaise sauce.
What's his name?
Tom Holland. No.
No.
Rich Holland.
Rich or Ridge?
Ridge, I think. It's like Ridge, like Ridgewood.
What the fuck is wrong with WWE naming these assholes such stupid fucking names, man?
Edge versus AJ for Mania?
Nah, I don't see that.
I don't want to see that.
I don't care for that. But I would not be surprised.
Sammy Brand Muffins. Sorry. Good.
I don't know, man. I think it might be Cody because Miz was throwing out little references on Raw. He was just like, "Yeah,
it's not Grayson Waller, Shaylin. He's on NXT."
Grayson, fuck.
We'll talk about the guy who was hanging out with Sheamus. There's my boys right there, the Usos,
the Bloodline. I love the Bloodline.
Me too.
They're a great fucking faction.
Usos. Anyway,
yeah, I hope it's Cody. He'll be dope. But if it's not, I mean, it might just be a work that.
I left the Fed. My wife is black. I got a tattoo on my neck.
Why do you hate Cody so much?
I just hate that gimmick he had with his stupid neck tattoo.
Listen, he's not fully white, okay? He's half Cuban, okay?
His mom's Cuban?
Yeah.
I think they'll save Cody. They'll save Cody for Raw after Mania.
No.
I don't know. I mean, they've done.
I don't think so.
Listen, they've done worse. Remember,
ooh,
Viking Raiders just jumped the Usos and said, "Fuck your couch."
I feel bad for the Raiders.
Me too.
Those guys should be. They should be like 10-time tag team champions already by now.
Yeah, I'm not watching SmackDown. I'm watching you guys instead. Well, I'm glad that you're watching us, Shannon. We appreciate you. I don't care what Choppy says about you. And Pat McAfee.
I hate Pat McAfee.
Me too.
I'm trying to hate him now.
He's a bag of douche.
Did you hear what he said on his podcast?
What didn't he say that fucking dildo?
He said, and I quote, they asked him, did you hear about Cody? He was like, yeah, who cares about Cody? Him and his little friend started a promotion that we beat every week on fucking NXT. You beat every week? Really? How about you guys lost almost every single week, rebranded the fucking thing, moved it to Tuesdays, and you guys are still doing bad in ratings? How about eat a dick?
I have to agree with you there. So
sorry.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let's plug our friends
and let's wet our whistles.
And wet our whistles. Good job. I need a beverage. Who's this bimbo?
She's ugly.
She is ugly.
Look at that schnozzle on her.
She must work out. Is that Gail Kim?
No. Wow, they all look the same, don't they?
Fuck, I didn't say that. Man.
You racist.
Oh, wait, Uncle Ray.
Will you stop?
That's why your last name is Ray. Raya.
Raya.
Rayacist.
Rayacist.
Wow, she's got...
She's cute. The Asian chick. What's her name? That's the Chinese chick, isn't
Xia Ling?
It? Xia Ling. Yeah, is that a name, really?
Xia Li. Xia Li, yeah. I thought it was Ling, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You got it. You close.
My Ling, whatever her name is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 440. It's Phil. It's Choppy. It's the chat room. It's this ugly chick with a blazer.
Why does she look like Jade from Mortal Kombat?
Fight.
What the hell is up with these Mortal Kombat gimmicks?
Now you got speak Japan, bro.
Nikita Lyons dressed up like Sonya Blade, and you got
look at this chick with, and she got Raiden's hat on. Thunderballs.
What could WWE be more racist than it is right now?
I like that background, though.
And they call me racist. Damn.
They do. They do call you racist.
She's Jade. Look at this.
Yeah.
She looks like fucking Katana or some shit like that.
She should bring those to the ring and just cut people. Xia Li. You got it right, Chop. You called it. All right. Let's watch this idiot, and then we'll come back and do a throwback for you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Hey, it's Tony Schiavone of AEW, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
Feel old?
How old is this song?
Today, 30 years old.
No! Pantera's Walk is 30 years old?
Yep. Whole album.
Oh my.
A vulgar display of power. Amazing. Rest in peace, Giant Meg, Vinnie Paul.
Oh.
Phil Anselmo has like 9,000 bands. Last year he did it. He has a band called Philip Anselmo and the Illegals. And they did a whole Pantera, what do you call it, cover set.
Oh, yeah?
And they put it on pay-per-view. I bought it, like, $17.
That's it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow, she's not wearing pink anymore, Natalia. She's wearing red and black.
Your homegirl does have some big cans.
Well, look at Natalia's cans.
Well, they're enhanced.
I don't give a shit. Huh. Titties are titties, dude. Oh, my God. What is going on with WWE lately? They're forcing these girls to get big titties now.
Yeah, Natty can get... Natty's sister's hot.
Natty's sister's a fucking amazing-looking woman, bro. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Biggie didn't want to hit that.
Live video blocked. Motherfucking Facebook.
What did I do?
Didn't do anything. Fucking Facebook.
Why do they block us?
Because of Pantera.
Motherfuck, man! God damn it. Anyways...
Nah, I'll do another live video.
Okay.
Ooh. Someone's messaging me.
Who's that?
Oh, Richie got his figures.
What figures?
I got some. What do you got? He got Nia Jax, Ric Flair, WCW Ric Flair with the Horseman shirt, and Yokozuna.
Hmm. Real quick. Oh, Ric Flair with that horrible haircut. I remember that.
Fire me. I'm already
fired.
I'm already fired. All right, episode 440, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's Phil, it's Choppy.
And I see Natalia's titties.
And you see Natalia's titties. Natalia's titties. She's got big, sloppy titties.
She got nice 40-year-old titties.
She most certainly does. Natalia's titties.
Out of all the divas that they've had over the years, you would think that there would be like some type of leak from her phone. With them areolas showing somewhere, but no, of course not. Not Natalia. She's too wholesome, apparently.
She's too wholesome.
Yeah, wholesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very wholesome. I still think Tyson Kidd is gay.
You think so?
I don't think he's banging that thing properly. They've been together for like how many years? 30?
Mr. Parker hitting that shit, right? I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Uh-huh. It's got to be one of the greatest movies ever. The greatest piece of cinematography I've ever seen.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that Clerks 3 is coming out?
Yeah, Kevin Smith was celebrating his heart attack today on social media.
4 years.
So, and he plugged all his shit.
I have a couple of buddies of mine on the job that I'm on right now. They worked on Clerks 3. They actually went down to Red Bank every single fucking day from Staten Island to go film that project. And they said Kevin Smith is one of the nicest human being they ever met. That's how cool.
I think he's just, you know, he's one of us. You know what I'm saying? Like
he's one of the people.
He never forgot. You know what I'm saying?
Like the times that we've gone to the secret stash.
Oh yeah.
How dope is that fucking store? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you know a lot of the props? I found some a lot of the props from Clerks 2, and now Clerks 3 is in the basement of that shop.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, I couldn't believe when I found out. I was like, that's amazing.
So, all right. Sorry about that, guys. We're back on video. Fucking Facebook cutting us off because of Pantera.
Fucking Pantera.
Fucking Pantera.
Anyways. Fuck 'em.
Anyway. All right, so we got to let's play the music first.
Yes, please do.
Let's do it, mother bitches. Mother bitches.
Mother bitch.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Chances are coming to get choppy. Someone pulled the feed. All right. So this is March 8th, 1986. A month prior in the Boston Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, something happened that was magical, but at the time it was not magical. It was a surprise. Because a lot of times the title didn't change hands at a house show.
Correct.
So, as a 11-year-old Phil waking up on a Saturday morning in Grandma's house, I put on Wrestling Challenge, and lo and behold, we have a brand new Intercontinental Champion.
Yep.
The Macho Man Randy Savage putting the brass knucks to Tito Santana, capturing his first major championship.
And it was only like a month into his debut, wasn't it?
That's a great question.
Because he had just started in 86 with the WWE. It must have been like a month into his debut, and he got the belt right away. I couldn't believe this. And then, and for a guy to get a belt that fast in that time period is pretty special. That means Vince had a lot of stock in that motherfucker.
Yeah, let's see something here. Hold on a second. Let me pull up. You should know this. This is your favorite wrestler.
Of course. I think it's a month, dude.
In June of 85.
It was June 85?
He came in, and remember, all the managers were seeing who was going to get him.
I remember that.
He brought Elizabeth out.
But I always thought it was 86 he debuted.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. So, we're not going to do the whole house show, because I have to find it. But the rematches were very, because I was at one of the rematches, right? But it wasn't as good as this one. I could tell you from my first experience watching wrestling, one of the first couple of months me into wrestling, 83, 84, was the heated Intercontinental Championship scene. You had guys like Morocco, and you had Santana, and incoming Greg the Hammer Valentine, who just was fresh off his Mid-Atlantic run with Piper. You had Dr. D. David Schultz going for the title. You had Mr. Fuji was still part-time wrestling. Oh,
Dr. D, I just remember that.
Going after the championship.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure Piper had a couple of IC title shots against Tito Santana. But Tito Santana, basically, the Intercontinental Championship historically was the workhorse title.
Historically,
it was a title that if you had it, there was two things going on. A, you were the number one contender for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. That's A. You were also probably the hardest worker and the most technical wrestler on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Santana was both. Okay. Out of popularity, Tito was neutral in certain spots. He was way over here. Even though he was not Puerto Rican, he was Mexican. The Latins loved him period. They didn't, they, you know, especially in the Northeast, Boston, New England, New York, New Jersey, right? So Savage wins the title, and automatically, back then it was almost religion that they get to, they get the rematch. So, of course, now Wrestling Challenge, March 1st, literally right after Savage won the title. This is the promo hyping the match for next week, which is the 8th.
All right, fans, Boston Garden, 1 week away, Saturday night, March the 8th, Tremendous World Wrestling Federation, spectacular in store for you. A beaten and battered heavyweight champion collects his thoughts and the best that he can of his physical abilities to team up with the Junkyard Dog and square off against the Funk Brothers reunited, Terry and Dory Jr., here in Boston next Saturday night. In a return bout, new Intercontinental Champion, Macho Man Randy Savage, to defend against former champ, now challenger, Tito Santana. And Randy Savage, welcome back to the scene of the crime, Boston Garden.
Scene of the crime? What do you mean, scene of the crime?
Well, you know,
history being made in the Boston Gardens. Were you there, Oakland?
No, but
there?
I talked to Gorilla Monsoon immediately following the match, and he contends, you can confirm or deny this, that you used a foreign object in KOing Tito Santana.
I deny it.
Okay.
I deny it. Yeah, you said confirm or deny it, so I deny it.
I deny
right
it,
there.
Yeah.
And I can say it with a clear conscience.
Fucking love him.
Man sent Tito Santana.
I can say it with a clear conscience, yeah.
Yeah. And made him a former champion. What a difference a day makes. It was a month ago in the Boston Garden.
You still gotta be celebrating.
And the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt has never had so much prestige. As now, isn't that right, Elizabeth?
Oh,
and what about Tito Santana's attitude? Do we care? No, we don't care. Do we care? No, we don't care. Because I am the champion right now. I'm the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion.
One question.
Stare in the video scope right now and tell everybody that the Macho Man is the champion.
Oh.
All right, get out of here.
He was like, get out of here, Elizabeth.
He's Boston. I made it.
Boston Garden, it's a week away, Saturday night, March 8th. That's going to be Tito Santana challenging Macho Man Randy Savage for the Intercontinental title.
With a clear conscience. The best is, he goes, I deny it.
I deny it.
You deny it, Mach? I would a clear conscience.
There is actually a match between these two from October of 85 in Mexico. WWF.
Ooh.
It's on YouTube. It's,
I gotta see that. Could you imagine the reaction?
I'm sorry, sir. Puerto Rico.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
they all look the same. So
stop it. Come on now.
They're all cans, aren't they?
Will you stop?
Will you stop? Sound like Michael.
But the cream
rise to the top. Oh,
so Macho
yeah.
Man is getting his Latin on.
Noise, Tito Santana. Noise, Ricky Steamboat. Noise, nobody.
Nunca.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Boston Garden for a minute. The Garden, Choppy.
A lot of history.
The Garden. I was at the Boston Garden once, and then of course after that became the Fleet Center, but they tore it over to the parquet floors, right? And all the Boston Bruin banners on the top. It was their version of Madison Square Garden, right? And it was based on the structure of Madison Square Garden in Boston. And it was called the Garden. Not the Garden, the Garden. G-A-H-D-E-N. Bostonians are very proud sports fans, good wrestling fans, very good wrestling fans.
Very knowledgeable
And this was a magical time because this was the height of WrestleMania 2 was coming, what the world is coming to. And Tito Santana was probably the best face. Next to Hulk Hogan, he was the best. And
he was
Junkyard Dog, he was the most popular.
I think he was probably like number two or number three babyface of the company. Had to be.
You know, you could pick on Tito Santana all you want, make fun of all the gimmicks he had, the fucking bullfighter, the Strike Force, the Can-Am Connection. Strike Force and the Matador gimmick. Tito Santana was one of the best hands ever. He can work. He was charismatic, and the fans loved him. They loved him.
They did, but it was like, Is there something about him that I don't get me wrong. I love Tito. He there's something missing sometimes. That's probably why he never went past, you know, the Intercontinental title or the tag team title phase. He could have been a world champion, honestly, because he could talk and he had a lot of charisma. So, I mean, it is what it is, but it's Tito. He's not Macho Man. Macho Man had the flair. He had charisma. He had the outfits. He had the gift of gab. He had the physique. He had the pretty face right next to him at all times. And then eventually he got the strap. He got the strap, and he held on to that strap for like a year and a half. That's how good Macho Man was. And in this match, you know, it was a really intense match. A very angry Chico Santana.
Shall we go to the New England Sports Network feed of this match?
Absolutely.
And let's hear from the myth, the man, the legend himself, the greatest, one of the greatest on the stick of all time, the Big Gino Gorilla Monsoon, as he interviews Tito Santana.
My pleasure to be here with the former Intercontinental Heavyweight. No, so use the word foreigner, former Tito.
He called him foreign.
So permanent. Here in the Boston Garden tonight, you've got a tremendous opportunity to regain what I thought was stolen from you right here in the Boston Garden.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, Gino, that the belt was stolen from me. You know, a lot of good things have happened to Tito Santana here in Boston. Savage, Boston is my town, my man. It was over 2 years ago when I defeated Don Morocco. Fair and square, Savage. Last month, you stole the belt away from me, knocked me right out with whatever you put out of your trunks.
Brass knuckles, Tito.
You knocked me out.
Brass knuckles.
I am not ashamed to admit that, Savage. But I guarantee you one thing, brother. You don't think that I should be getting a rematch, Macho Man. The only reason I'm getting a rematch is because you did steal that belt. And tonight I do have the opportunity, Gino, that I've been waiting for over a month for this match. To step into the ring. And I guarantee you one thing, brother. I'm going to fight fire with fire. I'm not going to hold back, Savage. I'm coming after you to get my belt. It belongs to me. Cobarde, te garantizo, me robaste la faja aquí en Boston. Y aquí en Boston te lo voy a quitar otra vez.
Okay.
You know, I lost it here. I had it stolen here. And right
He's
here,
just, translating
I aim to get
what he
that back, Savage.
Okay. Thank you.
Be ready for one hell of a fight, my man, because I'm coming after you. And I guarantee you, I'm not holding nothing back. I'm coming to hurt you and to get my belt back.
History could repeat it again right here in the Boston Gardens as Tito will try with 100% to get the title back.
So I mentioned the parquet floors. They were not padded. The match goes directly to the outside of the ring.
Bro, there was a couple hits, a couple slams that Savage took. I thought he really hurt himself.
Your referee for this match was New England's own.
Danny Davis.
Dangerous Danny Davis. Gorilla Monsoon and his lordship Alfred Hayes on the stick.
I hated Alfred Hayes.
You did, right? I didn't. I loved Alfred Hayes. Anyway, so this match was so good. It went about, I don't know, maybe almost 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would say maybe less than that, maybe 10 minutes because of Savage taking about 5 or 6 minutes just to get into the ring.
So like 4 minutes in, Savage comes in. He's got the robe. He's got the fucking the black and red robe.
Yes.
Delicious, right?
Yep.
Liz is matching with the big red dress. She's beautiful. She was beautiful. Randy playing the greatest. He's probably one of the greatest heels of all time.
I agree.
I mean, I know he's your boy and everything, but I have to give him his props. He's got the fucking pink tights on with the original pink tights, but he's kissing the title. He's like, and he goes in, runs right back out, placating to the crowd, showing the belt off.
I tell you right now, those antics that he used to do in the beginning of the matches where he used to go into the ring, that's what Larry Zbyszko special, too. Larry Zbyszko used that shit, too.
I love how Savage is walking to the ring and he's shit-talking to the timekeeper.
Yes! He's like,
get the fuck out of my way. Yeah.
Get out of my way, yeah.
I'm talking to you, black guy, sitting next to Gorilla Monsoon. How many black guys are in Boston? Yeah. I don't like colored people here, huh? Anyway.
You can't say colored people, sir.
Damn it, where's Paul? Oh! Savage gets to the ring apron, right? Danny Davis is fucking furious. He's yelling at Savage to get in the ring. Savage comes in and then runs right back out again.
Speaking of Danny Davis, he was really like on Tito, man. Tito was just upset.
Yeah, no, this was, I'm telling you, man, this was one of the greatest feuds because, again, Savage is not even in the company a year.
I know.
A little over a year, right? But it's like...
No, 6 months. Because June, he said...
June of 85.
Because this is March 86.
Yeah, right. So not even a year yet. Savage, he spends literally 5 minutes almost between his ring entrance and just being on the floor. The crowd is in. He's inciting a near riot, calling people out to the crowd. Now Danny Davis is yelling at Tito Santana because now Santana wants to go after him. And Savage finally. And now Savage gets to the top. The Boston police are now surrounding the ring area. Savage gets back in the ring, runs right back out again. And then Tito, of course, pushes Danny Davis out of the way, goes to chases Randy Savage back in the ring. Savage comes in, slides right back out again. Tito goes out, chases him, and now it's a free-for-all. Savage goes to go back in. Tito grabs Tito by he grabs Macho Man by his tights, pulls his shows his hiney. It's not tanned, and now they're taking it to the floor. No padding on the parquet floor in the garden.
Dude, that shit was hard. That's non-forgiving. I'll tell you that.
He hits Savage so hard, Savage goes over the fucking guardrail. The Boston Garden police wearing the jackets are the same color as the floor. All right, Santana pulls him right back in, throws him in the ring, and now finally the match can begin after almost 10 minutes of bullshit. But how, I tell you, I mean, we know Savage sold a lot, but Tito was relentless, man. Tito, he could throw a punch. He could throw a kick. He was good, man. Tito was a good fucking hand. I love Tito Santana.
Yeah.
As we see Johnny Knoxville getting beat up by Sami Zayn here.
Don't tell me Johnny Knoxville is going for the Intercontinental title at Mania now.
Probably is. But Tito is in. He's Danny Davis can't control him. No. Danny Davis is having a hard time. Danny Davis' shirt now is out of his uniform.
Yeah, dude, you saw that?
Yeah. And now that back on the parquet floor, just relentless at this point. I'm gonna post the match in the group chat so you guys can watch along with us.
Did you by any chance notice anything on Tito Santana's tights?
The hat, you mean?
Hat?
The sombrero.
Of course.
That was mainstay.
I didn't know he had a sombrero on his tights.
You never noticed that? How long you been doing the show? 5 years? 6 years?
Whatever.
You never knew he wore a sombrero on his
tights?
Hell
fuck no, I didn't.
He had the Ariba Santana shirt.
Oh, that I knew, but like a sombrero on his tights? Could you have gotten any more cliche with that? I was waiting to see a burrito on the other side of the tights. Fuck, man.
Ring that bell.
I'm sorry.
Will you stop?
Flying burrito.
Will you stop?
I was talking to Matt Spock earlier about we were doing that bonus episode that I'll put out soon.
Yeah.
We talk about moves that would be finishers then but not now. And his flying forearm finished off a lot of people. That wouldn't be a finishing move now though.
No, that'd be like a setup for something else.
Yeah. Savage was a genius in terms of ring psychology. Guys put Jake Roberts in that same upper echelon, but Randy Savage was dictated almost every match he was in because of his work ethic and because he was so meticulous. Choppy's today's years old, finding out Tito had a sombrero on his tights.
Yeah, man.
Yep. So Savage now goes, has upper hand. He goes to the top rope, goes for an elbow. Tito goes to block it, but he gets hit anyway. So there was a botch, but now Savage quickly wants to go for a cover, thinks he's going to pin Santana. Tito kicks out, of course, and the match continues. Danny Davis is beside himself. We're about almost 11 minutes into the match. Savage is just now throwing the kicks in the knees to the back of the head.
You know what I loved about this match? It was hardly any like real wrestling moves. It's just punching and kicking.
It was a fist fight.
It was really good.
Yeah, when I found this match, I'm like, I saw the Garden version of this, but it wasn't this good.
No.
The same result, though, actually, believe it or not. I remember the result, and we'll get into that. I'll play the end of the match in a second. But Tito Santana quickly reverses the match as he's getting pounded in the corner with forearms from the second turnbuckle with Randy, and Tito reverses it and does a and drops him like an inverted atomic drop on his groin. Savage is now, you know, selling it. Tito goes right back to the midsection that's right now a Savage's weak spot, trying to catch his breath because Tito's been getting his face beaten for the last 10 minutes, and now he's playing a babyface comeback, and Savage selling it like a charm. So let's take you now to the end of this because it only went like I said, almost 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that right now. Let's see. Hold on a second. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Tito's going for the figure four.
Macho Man manages to get out. What's he doing now, Lord? He's back into his tights again.
Back on the floor.
Yep.
For possibly another foreign object. But Santana caught him. Throws him back into the ring and knock it. Look at the champion crawling like a coward, trying to escape. But Santana catches up to him.
Pulls his tights down.
Escape. And he's going to make it a lot more difficult. And here comes Tito's mistake. Not yet. Hoped for.
Danny Davis trying to tell Tito Santana that you got to let the guy get back into the ring on his own. He's outside there. He gets a count to get back in. Danny pulling away. Oh, look at that.
Oh, he shouldn't have done
that. Danny Davis just hauled across the ring.
Yep.
By Tito Santana.
He should never have done that.
There's the DQ right there.
Oh, Savage literally is halfway to the dressing room at this
point. Yeah, already.
As soon as the bell rang.
Tito Santana lost his cool, Lord, and he lost this match as well.
Oh, he lost everything there, and I don't know if any return clauses are going to be included in a contract after that.
Let's get the official word. To regain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship, Tito Santana threw everything to the wind, including the referee Danny Davis, and cost him the title. Let's go back and take a look, Lord.
Let me ask you something, because he's your guy. I know that. He's one of my favorites, too.
Mm-hmm.
When did you, as a young kid, when did you realize, at what age did you pick up on more than what was going on in the ring? Were you like a teenager? Like, were you?
I knew that it was, you know, quote, entertainment by the time I was like 9 years old.
All right. Yes, the crowd was amazing, Shaylin. It was Boston, the Garden.
Because, you know, what it was? Like, my dad, he used to watch it with me sometimes. He'd be like, you know, this shit's fake, right? You know, this
yeah,
shit's fake,
well,
right?
That's,
and then
dad's a Debbie Downer, so the realist.
So I was like, no, it's not. And then eventually I started to, like, analyze these matches, and I'm like, you know what? He's right. This is not real.
Right, exactly.
So I was like 9, maybe 10 years old, and I knew right away. But, and I'll tell you right now, I knew that Mach was the shit by the time he was champion of in like, 92 for the company. Because I knew he was the best.
Yeah.
That guy was just way good.
For me, it was the turn when he actually won the tournament in WrestleMania 4. For me, it was like that tournament had so much talent. He had to beat Butch Reed.
It was like an A-list of talent in that.
He had to beat, I believe it was Butch Reed, the one-man gang, right, I believe. He won 3 matches, right?
It was
he beat Butch Reed.
Butch Reed.
I know he beats, obviously beats DiBiase
in
the finals.
Yeah.
But I think he beat the one-man gang as well.
Yes.
Right? But that was a who's who, and I, you know, it was as soon as Hogan and Andre got
eliminated.
Really, as a lover of the heel, I thought DiBiase was winning the tournament.
I thought when I first saw that as a kid. I mean, now keep in mind, I was 4 years old when this all happened in '88.
Yeah,
and so I actually rented the video. We went to like a Palmer Video or a fucking like a mom and pop's rental store, and I saw the tournament, and I was enthralled in the whole fucking tournament. And you know, it was like a who's who, and you had Jim Duggan, but I always thought Hogan was gonna win the damn tournament. And then when Hogan and Andre got eliminated, I was like, oh my god, who the fuck is gonna win this now? Who's gonna win this fucking tournament? And then when I saw Macho Man win, I just was like, I was blown away. I couldn't fucking believe it. That's when I knew, like, Mach was going to be, like, the guy for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I knew he was the guy when he won that tournament. Like, he did no wrong. I mean, he was so good. And I remember him coming in not knowing where he was from. I had to go back a little bit, like, mm-hmm. in 89, 90, going back to the magazines and getting a hold. Because, again, we had no internet back then, kids. We actually had to read books.
Yeah, legitimately, we had to read books.
Legitimately. Like, you know, there was no Google. We had the card catalog in the library. Okay? So, with that being said. But that was, for me, that was the my with him. Like, I was like, all right, I'm good now. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know,
big time.
and his stuff, which, I mean, obviously his match with Ricky Steamboat, that 87 was amazing too. But this, I think, cemented him above the mid-card when he won the Intercontinental Championship. And a working title, workhorse title.
Yep.
Now a heel wrestler has the title, and all the baby faces have to go for him now. And he fought everybody off. He beat the Junkyard Dogs.
He did.
He beat the George Steels. He beat every baby. Beat Santana. He beat all these guys, mid-card guys, and then catapulted himself, you know?
And then, you know, eventually, you know, after Tito loses the title, I mean, he kind of like drifts off into the tag team scene.
Well, no, he's in WrestleMania 2 at this point.
Yeah,
the
he
next
was.
One. He fought, who did he fight WrestleMania? It's my favorite WrestleMania. Didn't he fight? No, he fought the Execution in the first one. I think he was in a, hold on a second.
Was he in the Battle Royal?
He might have been in the Battle Royal, yeah.
Yeah, with the football players?
In Chicago, yeah. Hold on one second. WrestleMania 2, what the world's coming to. No, he fought. I know he was the first match at WrestleMania.
Was
the first WrestleMania? Yeah.
It wasn't Steamboat.
Matt Bourne, Ricky Steamboat. No, it might have been those first two matches. Were, hold on a second. Let's see. The Rosemont Horizon. Battle Royal. No. Hold on a second. Event Chicago. Let's see, 20-man battle royal for King Tonga. Let's see, I don't remember him being in a battle royal though. My head is so fucking. I think he was in a battle royal though. I think. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Let's see. New York. Let's see the New York matches.
He wasn't even on the card, dude.
Are you sure about that?
Looking at it right now. Pretty sure he was not on the card.
All right, he wasn't. He definitely was. Yeah, because Randy. Yeah, Randy Savage fought the Nassau Coliseum was the Mr. T Piper was mm-hmm. the main event there. No, he was in the Los Angeles one. He teamed up with Junkyard Dog against the Funks.
He did.
Yeah, that was in the Los Angeles one.
But you see, he went. He started going.
He was a tag team wrestler, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. No. How crazy. Savage wrestled Bruno. I was there for that after he crushed Ricky Steamboat's larynx. It was Savage and Adrian Adonis against Tito Santana and Bruno Sammartino in a cage. It was one of the first cage matches I ever saw live. It was fucking ridiculous. But yes, you are 100% right. He did go to the tag team thing. He became a prominent tag team wrestler.
Yeah, he did.
For several years. Teamed up with the Junkyard Dog. He teamed up with... Jimmy Snuka, he teamed up with Rick Martel. They become Strikeforce.
Correct.
So, yeah. So there you go. So there was your rematch for the Intercontinental Championship, which I totally forgot about. But it was such a good match.
I didn't know they had. Look at this spot, dude. Oh my God!
He the Elimination Chamber. Yeah.
Ooh, look at it. He almost broke his neck. Oh my God. Madcap Moss, I can't believe it survived that, dude. Oh, my.
And why do we have McIntyre with that fucking sword in the ring? All right there, Highlander, you fucking douche.
Oh, stop.
I hate that stupid sword.
I can't believe he still finished the match after taking a bump like that,
good
dude.
For him. He must work out.
Oh. Dude, he legitimately could have broken his neck in that
spot. 100%. Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, so there you go, man. That's your throwback for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Well, next week, we'll have everybody in studio, hopefully.
Yeah,
and we'll preview the big AEW card, and hopefully there'll be a good week of wrestling. Hopefully we'll get good results from Game Changer tonight, and Chris Dickinson's back. Hopefully we'll have some New Japan news.
Where
too.
Is it? Who's the Dirty Daddy going up against?
I don't even. Let's see here. Let's see.
What's the card look like?
Let's see.
Who would have thought?
Let's see. They're in California, I know that. GCW Wrestling. Let's see, real quick. John Morrison's going to be there tonight.
What's his name going to be there? X-Pac?
I think so, yeah. He's teaming up with Joey Janela.
50-year-old X-Pac is going to wrestle. I wonder if he can still do it.
Yeah, tonight, Heartbreak. That's the name of it. It's going to be X-Pac and Joey Janela against Brian Myers and Matt Cardona.
That sucks.
Yep. Oh. Tag champions, the Hate Club, will defend again in March 12th. Let's
look at your boy with the sword. He thinks he's He-Man.
You know it.
My man thinks he's the Highlander. Duncan MacLeod.
You know it.
You know it.
You know it. Let's see. Official live stream, 11 o'clock tonight, which is 8 o'clock their time.
11 o'clock? Really?
Yeah, well, it's Karen Cali.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So, let's see. Are they going to put... Oh, the Briscoes are fighting tonight, too.
Ooh, who are they fighting?
I have to pull it up.
You got to pull it out? What?
What? Hello?
Jesus.
X-Pac and Janela versus Matt Cardona and Brian Myers. Dr. Wagner versus Homicide.
Dr.
Wagner from AAA, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How old is that dude?
Got to be 107. Blake Christian versus Nick Wayne. Tony Deppen just became a dad versus Kevin Blackwood. Mike Bailey, Speedball Mike Bailey versus Ninja Mac. The Briscoes versus Juicy and Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
And more cards, more matches tonight. Cards subject to change. I'll probably stream it. It's $14.
Nah.
So
I'll wait.
Anyway,
who's the world champion again?
In GCW, Moxley.
No, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the world champion.
Junior Moxley.
Yep. Do that one more time.
Junior Moxley. Thank you.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
I cannot believe you do that so well.
I watch a lot of New Japan.
I'm telling you, you must be half Jap. I'm telling you.
Wow.
What?
You stop.
Will you stop?
You would think you would have married a Jap by now.
Wow. I might never get married ever again.
Well, you know what I mean.
Fuck them hoes.
What these bitches want from a... Oh, DMX.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Go buy a shirt. Email us if you like.
Yeah, somebody give me an Eddie Kingston shirt. I would love that.
I want the new King Kong Bundy shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees.
They have a King Kong Bundy shirt?
Just came out, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Give me the Bret Hart micro brawler.
Jay, you missed a good show, buddy. Be safe tonight, all right?
Hey, thank you, Motspock, for the gift. I've
yeah.
Very, very
and thank
nice.
You for hanging out with me today, Motspock, for that episode.
I can't wait to watch this documentary, dude. It's going to be amazing.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.